This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Map the Meal Gap study from Feeding America shows that food insecurity is continuing to increase in Iowa. We'll have more from the Food Bank of Iowa right after this.
Nomination is now open for a new award to be presented at the Iowa State Fair, sponsored by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network with support from Beck's Hybrids. The Heart of the County Fair Award will be presented to six county fairs, one from each of the six county fair districts in the state. The award is designed to honor specific individuals who put in the extra time and effort to produce a successful county fair. Deadlines for nominations is June 1st, so don't delay. For more info, click on the banner at iowaagnet.com.
Many people underestimate the prevalence of food insecurity. Feeding America's annual Map the Meal Gap study shows that food insecurity has increased in every county in Iowa. The data comes at a time where the need for food is at its greatest. Annette Hacker, Vice President of Strategy and Communications with the Food Bank of Iowa, said the lack of food from the USDA means they have to purchase even more food than usual.
Well, our USDA food right now is at about 10% of our inventory. Normally, and it's hard to say that there's a normal because that varies widely, but typically about 30% of our inventory comes from USDA, and the rest we either is either donated or we have to purchase it. Right now, USDA is down to about 10%. So that means we're buying more food to meet rising need. And that shortfall created by the recent cuts to USDA, the only way to make that up is to buy more food. So that's what we're doing to make sure there are full plates on Iowa tables.
When it comes to fighting food insecurity, Hacker said it's important to advocate for those people and donate the products that they need to not only survive, but thrive.
Ways that people can help. You can advocate for our neighbors experiencing hunger. You can donate. The only way we exist is through generous donors who share our mission and want to stand beside us while we fight for full plates and a stronger, more resilient state. And you can come volunteer. We rely heavily on volunteers who contribute more than 40,000 hours every year, fulfilling our mission, the work of 19 full-time employees. We simply couldn't do what we do without them.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.